Everybody, welcome back to A-Squad. It's the third episode. I'm pretty excited about it. You guys are apparently pretty excited about it, too. Twitter's heating up. The emails are heating up.
Hot like fire.
Mm-hmm. This week was a short week for us. We normally record on Sundays. We switched it to Thursdays now, so we're not really going to talk about what we've been playing too much because it's only been 3 days, and Super Bowl was in there. We have Justin Herman on the show tonight to talk about, well, speculate really on the new coming systems and games and whatnot.
Otherwise known as G-Man 2009.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Now, where'd you come up with G-Man?
Well, I mean, if you're from New York, you recognize it as the Giants. Mm-hmm. But apparently not many people on Xbox understand that, and everyone's like, what the fuck is a G-Man?
It's the FBI? You're the FBI, bro? You narc?
But, yeah, so I'm a big Giants fan, you know. So
only in 2009, though?
That was a good year.
Oh, bandwagon. I don't know much about sports, but I know the word bandwagon.
There was no Super Bowl then. But, yeah, I guess it was right after the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't really have an excuse. It was a good year for my gamer tag, maybe. I don't know.
It's probably the year you made it.
That also means feds, right? That's another word for feds?
Yeah, government man.
So you got a
G-Man.
So you can roll the other way with it if you want.
You ever see that Kevin Smith movie?
G-Man?
The Red State?
Yeah.
He's like, G-Man.
Is that the only time it's ever came up?
I don't know. I've never heard
of
it.
Did he coin that phrase?
That dude. I don't know that guy's name, but yeah, I never heard that
John
before.
Goodman?
No, the other guy, the guy Kevin who played Pollack? The bad guy. Is that the guy's name?
Oh, that guy's from Dusk Till Dawn.
He's like,
know,
yeah. G-Man, G for government.
What kind of games do you play?
Well, lately, you know, I've been a big sports game player for the last couple of years. But back in the day, you know, I'd play everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a master at every game. I considered myself an expert.
You were an expert at every game.
I was. I should have won the Blockbuster tournament when I was a kid. I got robbed. It was pretty rough.
You should be doing the podcast then.
No, but my good quality old school game I still play a little bit is Mortal Kombat Trilogy on N64.
Is that where you can run at the guy and set the combos up?
Yep, combos and running.
That's where I started phasing out because like they kept using the same character skin over and over and over again. You either had like a Molina type character, a Sub Zero type character. Like it was like they used like 10 of those, man.
Yeah, you had Noob, Saibot, Scorpion, Sub Zero.
Yeah, there was like the Ryu Ken.
Rain was that purple one.
Yeah.
Then you had the robots eventually. Was the robots?
Yeah, you got
there?
Smoke
Cyrax
coming,
and,
Cyrax,
and Smoke.
Sector.
I liked Brock was my boy because I liked his the way his combo started and stuff like that. And then I forget which robot it was. It was Cyrax. And
the yellow one with the cheap combo?
Yeah, the yellow one. Cyrax has got the fucking net shit he throws at you and the bombs. Wait, there's a Sector of the bombs. I think Cyrax got bombs too. He also does that smoke thing where he goes underground and comes up with like an uppercut.
That was Sector.
They were nasty though. Like I liked all the real robot guys. They were good. Johnny Cage after the first game was never good to me, other than doing the split, giving the old punch to the balls.
He's a good character in the movies, but
see, I think the movies ruined him for me because
really?
I just didn't like him in the movies.
Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Yeah.
What about the second movie? The movie started and he died.
He died.
I'm going to discuss the movie translations of video games in another podcast, but real quick, that new one, the new Mortal Kombat one, looks great.
It is a new Mortal Kombat game coming out?
You didn't see any of the trailers?
Oh, not wait. From Mortal Kombat, no.
Movie or game?
Movie. So,
a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the web series they had of it?
Well, it's based on the web series now. The web series won over some movie studios, and they're going to do it.
Michael J. White and...
Michael Jai White.
Jai White. Jai. There's an A and an I.
And that blonde cyborg from the Star Trek series, what's his name?
Star Trek or...
I wouldn't know that.
One of those weird, like, Voyager, one of those weird
Star
Trek
series. Are you
talking
about series? What's that? Battlestar Galactica?
No, not Battlestar Galactica. Before that. I forgot her name. She's this famous blonde bitch.
Was she play Sonya?
No,
yeah. She's a TV one. I know. Yeah, she's playing Sonya.
Yeah,
I recognize.
I imagine
her
she's playing the only
famous.
One white girl in the whole thing.
I don't know. Oh. I don't know, but it's gonna look good. I can't wait for it.
Well, I saw the web series a bit, and I lost a bet to G-Man over it because I bet it was just like one of those like funded preview that they're trying to get through to the
No, you bet that Michael J. White produced it or some shit like that. I'm like,
nah. Oh, the show that he's still relevant?
You know, like,
he's
no,
he's got Black Dynamite, but he's relevant, motherfucker. He's Spawn. It's always relevant to me.
Yeah, that had a lot of sequels.
did you see the news about Abrams, by the way? Is it quick? That he bought the rights to Portal and It's one of the one other.
You're gonna make a movie out of Portal?
Maybe Dead Space. I don't. One of
those.
Yeah,
they are.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that game was great. Like the.
I never tried it.
Was it him who bought the Assassin's Creed rights?
No, he didn't buy the Assassin's Creed. Well, maybe he did previously, but
there was some news about the Assassin's Creed movie this week.
I mean, Portal. Like, I know that's a huge fan favorite. Yeah. I never actually played it though. It's supposed to be just totally ingenious about how like the game is played. Like, you, I guess you use like a gun to shoot portals and you try to get to, like, other spots on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a puzzle game. Yeah. Really. The Assassin's Creed one looks good. I mean, it sounds good.
It's got Michael Fassbender in it, man.
Yeah.
Guy's the man. And plus, Assassin's Creed is one of my favorite games. The story in that is just great. Like, I love it.
It's going to be hard to go back to the Altair thing, though. You know, because I'm already so wrapped up. I really got wrapped up in Ezio because he had multiple games. And the Connor one is just so cool with all the historical pieces.
Yeah, but
I know.
If you're going to go start a movie franchise, you got to start at the beginning. You can't start where
we are.
Yeah.
I agree. It's just going to be... It's not going to be boring, but hopefully you don't Prince of Persia it out too much.
And I like Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia was good.
I liked it.
Yeah? I don't know.
Personally, I thought it was a decent movie.
We got to stop talking about movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like I said, this week's been short, so I haven't really been playing that much new over the last four games. I checked out the Metal Gear preview. I'll get into that.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to go into say what we're playing this week?
Yeah. Yeah, if you've been playing something new within the last 4 days, let me know.
Yeah, me and Mr. Dutch Guts have a online.
Mr. Dutch Guts being Diggy from Disenfranchised.
Yes, we have an online NBA 2K franchise going on, and we just hit the playoffs. And I'm about to take that sucker down the playoffs. NBA 2K is a great actual simulation basketball game, but if you know a couple friends that are hardcore who play weekly games. Play the online franchise mode. It is so fun. You can make trades. You see how your friend's doing. He's ranked number one. I'm ranked number two in the East. And it's an all-out war, in the playoffs. It's going to be a good time, and I recommend that.
Now, a kid in gym class in fifth grade probably knows more about the rules of basketball than me. But as far as the video games are concerned, mm-hmm. Do your teams play during the season against each other?
Well, we don't play in 82. We don't play the full schedule because that will just take forever. Basically, what it is he's the GM of the thing, and you have basically about a certain time period, about a week to play six games, right, or seven games, whatever it is, and then it just moves on to the next seven games. And he as a GM controls all that. But basically, it's a full basketball simulation, and it's a 29-game season. It's the shortest you can get. And at the end, the top 16 teams make it to the playoffs. And it's a best of seven series, for four rounds. And, that's a huge bragging right if you win that championship at the end, man. You're raising the trophy because he'll get the news because he's going to start the offseason. If he loses, he'll get the news that he'll see all my guys holding the trophy up. And, I can shoot him messages. And, it gives you news stories like, oh, Brooklyn down because I'm the Knicks. He's Brooklyn. It's like, oh, New York wins franchise. New York wins, NBA title while, Brooklyn looks to next year.
Wait, isn't Brooklyn New York?
Yeah.
He sets the schedule?
Schedule's random. But since we're in the same division, we have to play each other a couple times.
Just a quick question about that also. Do you think right now – Rise Like Phoenix could jump into your series and beat the both of you like I did that one year in Madden?
Nah, you probably would get smacked up. You were lucky that one year with the Madden. You came into a team where you basically had the Eagles in the early 2000s, right? It was like
I don't know who I had.
Right, and then somehow you conducted a trade where you got the whole Bears team from like the 2000s. You had like Brian Urlacher and all those people, and I call bullshit. And
Rise Like Phoenix does not know sports. Rise Like Phoenix knows video games.
Well, NBA games are way too hard to play.
No, they're great.
I hate
them. I can't play them.
What about NBA Jam? You couldn't play a little NBA Jam?
Oh, I remember Blockbuster Tournament. That was one of the games, NBA Jam. Right?
I don't even remember Blockbuster. So.
It's a long time ago, yeah. Justin.
Right, I'm still living my glory days.
Right. Anyway, we got a bunch of games coming out. The previews have been rushing on since last week. We got the Metal Gear demo out. We got Tomb Raider, God of War, BioShock. Of course, the new Gears preview. Did anyone see the new preview for Gears?
Yeah, I saw the new preview, man. It looks like Baird's going to be the protagonist in this story. Like,
that was awesome. I mean, normally, I really look forward to these previews. They do a really good job with the songs and whatnot, mm-hmm. like the music video almost type preview, and they didn't do it, and I was kind of upset. I was still pretty happy that I was going to get to see Marcus finally find out what happened, and then there's Baird's face right there, where Marcus's face I expected it to be.
I always liked Baird. He was like the smart aleck guy, and it just seemed to be that when we played online that everyone would either rock one of the other avatars. No one really cared for Baird so much when we were playing, and I was like, well,
you were a Baird guy.
I always was Baird.
I had to be Phoenix at that point because of my name.
I was shocked that you didn't gravitate to Baird, considering you look exactly like him.
Well, I'll throw it up on the Twitter. I have a picture of me as Baird on Halloween.
That was a really good costume, by the way.
Yeah, I did that when Gears 1 came out. But I was rise like Phoenix. I just felt like if I showed up to the party as Hoffman, that I mean, I'm not rise like Hoffman, you know?
Do you? I mean, when we played, I forget, you were Hoffman. I thought you brought, Full Metal was Hoffman, and you were
Marcus.
And you were you were always Marcus, right?
Yep.
I liked in 3 where they had multiple skins of almost every character. So you didn't just have the one stock Gears.
That was better for me, at least, that I could be a little sleeveless Marcus. You know, could finally take off the gear a little bit.
You're looking all jacked.
The only beef I had with the preview, and I know this is a minor beef, and just me looking for something, is that Cole looks so much younger. All of them look so much younger. But in the third one, when you go back to the Thrashball Stadium, Cole looks old in the cutouts. So they kind of missed the mark in that. I wish in the third one they would have showed young Cole before he was all like war torn and shit.
Yo, man, black don't crack. Yo, they look young.
He looks smooth as a baby seal in the new preview, though. You know,
we're talking about like what, 15, 20 years in the story?
I don't know. I don't know the timeline really.
It's about like 15 years after the fact, 20 years.
Yeah. So why the cutouts look like old haggard Cole in 3? I mean, obviously they didn't know they were coming out with a prequel at the time.
As long as the cutout was a black guy, there was no other character in Gears besides Cole that was black, right?
No, I guess not. Oh, yeah, the new guy, Jace.
Oh, yeah, Jace, I did forget about Jace. I forgot about Jace.
Right.
He was minute.
Why'd they decide to go prequel instead of advance the storyline?
Probably because of the love of the characters. I mean, it'd be hard at this point to start a whole new, like, because the war had ended basically in the third
we don't really want to ruin the ending, but it'd be very hard to unless an alien invasion comes down and just the world of Sarah is just totally fucked at that point. Like, Marcus should just throw down his gun.
Like, all the Gears are riding those drills into the Locust Den to live there. Like,
yeah, yeah. They're just like, let us in.
It wasn't so bad, was it, guys?
Right. Anyway, I think we're going to go into game news. Anyone for news? The news? Grand Theft Auto 5 delayed to September 17th. It was supposed to come out to August. The main dude from there, I don't know if he's the main developer or what do you ever call him, the CEO or the generalissimo of Rockstar Games, comes out and said that despite all the speculation, it's just that they're trying to polish the game. They wanted it to look good.
What city is this supposed to be in? Do you know?
No. I don't know that much about it.
They did San Francisco, Miami, New York.
None of them were called that, by the way.
It's San Andreas. Right. It's
Vice City.
Liberty City. Well, Liberty City is another name for
New York.
No. It's for Miami, Liberty City.
No. Vice City was the Miami. Tommy Vercetti was in Vice City. Liberty City was the first guy with no name.
Yeah?
Yeah. Third one was TJ, which was obviously the best one. And when I say third one, I'm excluding the
multiple, like,
the old ones, the overhead
PS1
ones.
Yeah.
They
were, like, not nearly as good. The first real one I picked up was the one that
three.
Yeah. We could throw people out of their cars and shit.
When it got fun.
Yeah. I mean, the other ones, I almost wish they'd redo those. I mean, I liked it. Against the crazies and the, I don't know.
Yeah, but the whole point of the game was to basically steal certain cars and cash them in. It was basically like a finding game. Like,
you know that comedy show, Laszlo, that you listen to on the series? Like, it's not the music at all. It's actually
the radio station.
The funny talk show guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, he actually has a radio show from that. Like, everybody loved him so much, he has a radio show.
I mean, they had to listen to him for hours, probably. Like, you know,
I listen to it all the time. He's,
you know what's funny about Gears of War? Like, once you stole the, I'm not gonna Gears of War. I'm sorry. Grand Theft Auto. But when you, once you stole the car, you're like, gotta change the radio station to the radio station I was just listening.
Yeah,
to.
Well, on the newest one with Nico or whatever, you could set it so that it's always that station when you.
I like the fact that you rip the guy out of his car, give him the old boot, and then you're like. What kind of radio station is
it? Never matched up, right? Sometimes it was like a young hip couple, and they're listening to that old smooth jazz, and you're like, "What the fuck was this guy doing?"
It was just funny that, like, not only did you change his car, but you changed it in radio settings. It's like you're just like, "F this guy's radio."
I liked it when you could download your own music, and it was like you were almost bringing your own tape into the guy's car.
Wait, I heard you could do that. I never did that. Where you could listen to your own music.
I had it. I downloaded all my own music into it.
And Xbox, and you made like a playlist over it?
Yep.
That's cool.
It was cool, man. It said tape. So you pop in your tape.
Oh, you saw your guy putting in a...
We put in the cassette tape into the stolen... It was awesome. And I guess I took the time to pull it out as I was jumping out and kicking people in the face.
You see, that'd be great to pop in your tape, roll around the corner, roll back, slow roll past the guy you just carjacked and just playing your tape.
I wasn't the only one doing that, rolling back and taunting the guy that I had the car.
My big problem with the GTA games was that I got too consumed over being a menace to the city.
Everybody did.
And
that's the whole deal.
I get away with.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal.
Actually doing anything.
Yeah. Every time I was just like, fuck you, pigs.
I got so obsessed with being a badass that when somebody actually did catch up with you at a light and you weren't expecting, I'm sure everyone's had this happen, that you stole their car and they actually ripped you back out.
Yeah.
And he drove away and I couldn't catch up with him. I restarted at the nearest checkpoint. I'm not getting punked. It just didn't happen.
See, that's probably why games like Infamous and things like that have that whole good, evil, or fable or something like that, where it's like once you go to a way, you can't really go back from it. Because in Grand Theft Auto, you're just free to do whatever the fuck you want. You can be a dickhead forever, and then you can just go back to the storyline with no repercussions from
it. Yeah, but you're always a bad guy in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, but there should be repercussions for being a dickhead. Like, I mean...
Being exceptionally
dickhead. Yeah, like, I mean...
Your crime boss is like, yo, you're getting too much heat on us, bro.
Well, maybe they'll do that in the new Grand Theft Auto, because what was that Western game that Rockstar did?
Oh, Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
That was a really fun game.
Red Dead, if you were killing people and you walked into the town, the townspeople would react. They'd be like, holy shit, it's Red Dead.
By the way, Red Dead...
Perfect. That's the exact same example. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like there has to be some kind of adjustment towards, you know...
Well, I'm sure they'll add that in now that it was in Red Dead.
Yeah, you should hear, like, over the radio when you steal a car. It's like, oh,
Amber Alert. Guy just stole a car. There's a four-year-old in the backseat.
Oh my God, that would be funny if you stole a car and then
there's a child in the backseat.
It's like, where? And you're like, oh no.
I think the repercussions on what they allow players to do with these cars, they're not going to allow that.
No,
but
no,
I've stolen cars with people in them.
Then you could have moral mode, like, yo, do you return the baby? Or do you just take
off? Oh, like
off?
Killing the little sisters, you get the good ending, like in Bioshock?
Yeah.
Everybody killed that first little sister that I know, except for me, because I just felt too bad, but everybody did, and then they saved them afterwards, and then they still got like the mediocre ending.
I always get the bad guy ending for the simple fact that all the games that do that, it's like either I can it's like do all these tasks and be a good guy, or I could shoot my way through it and be a bad
guy. Get bonuses and shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? It's a game. I don't care. Like, I'm just gonna be a bad guy. It's easier.
Right. Also this week, Worms comes out on Facebook.
Worms, one of the best games ever, man. I love Worms.
We loved it.
I never actually got into Worms.
No?
Nah.
Oh, man. We used to have me, Rise, and Full Metal would go online all night. We'd be like late for work just because.
Full Metal's my brother, by the way. Full Metal Phoenix.
Yeah, it's his brother. Anyway, we'd be online all night playing that shit, and Full Metal would always be like the last guy. Like, he'd have one little worm and he tucked away, man, because
he was such
a cheesy bitch.
Bad guy.
Oh my God.
He rode into the mountain, man.
I was a king of homing missiling myself. Every time I shot one of those bitches, it never went to where it was supposed to go. I was better off with a regular rocket.
Well, you're trying those trick pull shots a lot, I remember. They nerfed they nerfed that. Remember that thing I used to be able to do with the rope where I shoot myself straight up? With it, you kind of bounce around on the ground, and then they nerf that, so you can't do that in the Facebook version.
It's like one shot with the rope?
No. Remember when I was on the ground, and I'd shoot myself over something with the rope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Where, like, you basically shot the rope into the ground, and then you shot up in the air like
that? Yeah, it hung over on the side. I thought that was a pretty good skill move, man. I'm sad to see that one go.
I just loved everything about Worms. It was cool. You can name your whole squad. You can give them little voices, like there was like German, Spanish, basically every like Japanese.
You know, I tried doing the Millionaires Club, and they wouldn't. Bill Gates didn't allow Team 13 to make himself as a playable character. Like, well, you couldn't name a worm after Bill Gates.
Interesting enough, you can't write Bill Gates in Xbox. Like, if you try to no, seriously, if you try to message,
it's still stars.
Like, hey man, did you hear what Bill Gates came out with? And I message one of my friends, say Rise or G Man. Mm-hmm. It'll just be like, hey, did you hear what star came up with? He won't allow his name to be said or typed, more or less, on Xbox Live.
See, I would just come up with something alternative, like maybe some street slang or something, like Da Bomb God or something like that.
Da Bomb God.
Yeah, something cool, man. I don't know why you got to be starring it out.
I don't know why. He's sitting on so much riches. I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, talk all the shit you want.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Like, how does he know they're talking shit? How could he be like, Bill Gates is a great guy? Like,
he just doesn't want to have any of it. He just like
his name straight up can't say anything about him on that. Like, I'd be like, yo, my driveway's heated. That's a fact.
Fact. Over a mile long, heated driveway.
Yeah. It's like, oh, your car seat's heated? That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I roll around on it.
I got heated tires.
Saints Row did get picked up, and it's not going to miss a beat. It looks like it's coming out in August. It got picked up by publisher Deep Silver, and it's still developed by Volition.
Now, you see, Deep Silver, they made a game that I bought last year that had an amazing preview, like amazing trailer for it, mm-hmm. and it just ended up being a lackluster game.
Well, share with us. What
it is Dead Island, man, was an had one of the best trailers I've ever seen. And then
they're coming out with a sequel, by the way, this year.
You know, I hope I'm going to play it because I like that genre, first-person shooter slash zombie, stuff like that.
Left 4 Dead.
It got good reviews, Dead Island, didn't it?
I don't remember the reviews.
I think it was just a lot of hype. People were like excited about it, and they were coming off the high off Left 4 Dead because Left 4 Dead was great.
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead, again, I love the gameplay. There just wasn't enough levels in that shit to
and
keep
you need,
me interested.
And you need all your friends on that game.
Yeah, I can't pick up the sticks and play by myself. That is a game that I need my friends to play with.
I gotta say COD zombie mode crushes Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, but again, you don't. Well, you know, Left 4 Dead. The one thing I could say that COD Zombie Mode, which I have played more of now, so I understand a little more. The zombies were so much more interesting.
You
could have
fooled me
Dead.
About it.
Oh, yeah, they weren't stupid. The devil were stupid. There were different ones.
But you could pick them out. There were the what essentially were the lickers from Resident Evil series, where you could jump around and
there's one that blew up on you that all the zombies went after you. There was
a giant fat one, right?
Screamer, whatever.
There was a witch one that was just super hard to kill. There was the juggernaut one, which was basically as it was named, the juggernaut. It was so hard to take down. It was,
and you could play him.
Yeah, as the bad guys.
I think that's where they got Horde mode from Gears.
No, that's just castle mode from any game. Like it's a defense mode. You know, like there's a bunch of games that have that out.
I think Gears
Halo Reach had it.
Yeah, Halo got it.
No, but in Gears where the Horde, you're actually the Horde going, and it's not just the Locust versus.
Oh wait, but you know what? Again, that was
Left 4 Dead was the first time I saw it.
Yeah, you mean playing as the bad guys?
And yeah, and totally different characters than the Gears.
You know what, G-Man? There's actually a mode in Call of Duty DLC where you play tag. We are too obsessed with Die Rise to even mess with that yet.
I tried to do it with Stefan before, but I couldn't because you can't have two people on TV.
You mean
TV.
A Good Day to Die 27?
Good Day to Die.
Yeah, Stefan being his brother. Yes. Tag name, good wait.
A good day.
Who gives a shit?
True statement.
Dead Space and Sly Cooper both come out. Sly Cooper is interesting because they have not had a game since a new game, rather, 2005.
I don't even remember Sly Cooper. What is Sly
Cooper? It's about a raccoon who's a thief.
He's got that quite. He was also in he was also in All-Star Battle Royale, the new fighting game for
PS3.
PS3.
It's like Smash Brothers, basically.
They came out with like a greatest hits collection or whatever.
They put Bandicoot in
2010.
They didn't put Crash Bandicoot. They put Sly Cooper in it.
Something might be going on with that. Like how CJ is not allowed in any of the.
All I gotta say is Abundaka. All right.
Abundaka.
Abriumba.
Yeah.
Like, come on, give Crash a little love. He's basically your flagship character.
Yeah, he was. That was the start of it. Well, Sonic. Well,
that's not PlayStation.
That's true. It's Sega, not Sony. Good point.
Yeah. Sonic.
What came out with the PlayStation first?
It's Crash Bandicoot. Well, first.
Well, the Crash Bandicoot was the first platformer on PlayStation. That was their first guy they threw out there. That was like, hey, this is
when fun. I bought my PlayStation, I think Ballerina Toshiden came out with it.
Ballerina Toshiden, no, I'm not talking about one of the first games came out, but like the first character that was their own was not, like, you know, like Resident Evil was the
he
first
felt
big
rushed.
Game.
When it first came out, I kind of hated on him a little bit because I felt he was biting off Sonic.
Well, he looked stupid.
And then Sonic started going a straight downhill, and Crash started climbing it. So, yeah, I got a lot of love for Crash.
I have a lot of love for Sonic because he came out with a game that you could pop in your old games on top of. Remember Sonic and Knuckles? You could pop in 1 and 2 on it?
That was really cool.
I kind of remember that, but don't remember it. I remember having Sonic and Knuckles and something about it.
Sonic and Knuckles, the top flipped like, back, and you could put down Sonic 2 or whatever in it, and you could be Knuckles in the old games. I still don't know how they did that.
They just popped.
Magic.
That was it, though. That was the end of it. After Sonic and Knuckles, downhill.
It started going downhill.
What about Sonic Pinball, man? Sonic was
that was the worst game ever created.
No, oh, that was fun.
I had that game on Sega. Oh, that game was terrible.
I'm not one for fully paid pinball games.
It was, exactly. It's like a quarter at a time, maybe.
Xbox Live right now has the Marvel pinball. I'm not picking that up.
Come
that's
on, you want to be playing pinball?
I don't even like pinball in the arcade.
Yeah,
pinball
seriously.
Arcade is classic. You know what
I mean? And I beat Sonic Spinball a bunch of times, but still, it was terrible.
Yeah, classic doesn't mean it's good. Classic doesn't mean it's good. It just means
I mean,
it
wasn't
old.
Like Echo the Dolphin pinball with Sonic.
That's true.
Echo the Dolphin was the most boring game ever.
I don't know who came up with the idea that let's play as a dolphin doing dolphin shit. Like,
it was terrible.
You were like just swimming around, man, collecting whatever he was collecting.
Now onto console news. This is a different. You know what? Can I get a little Yui again? More news. Console news.
All right. Hold on 1 sec.
I just love the news. It's the year in the new consoles. Nintendo decides to jump the gun, but that doesn't mean that Sony and Microsoft are going to lose the race. Obviously, they're going to catch up.
Well, they're definitely going to beat the Wii U, man. Wii's like a $200 controller is basically the new system they came up with.
I feel bad about it.
I know we mentioned before, but I'm not a huge fan of the Wii itself. It was a lackluster system to me.
The worst. I must be honest here.
Not the worst. I mean, I could think of a handful of probably Nintendo projects that I...
No, the worst, because, okay, it brought motion sensors into gaming, which, okay, cool, you got the Kinect, you got whatever, they all suck. I'm sorry, I hate all the motion sensors. There's no functional
anything that's not made by Nintendo, that's made by third-party developers, absolute crap.
But,
fine. You know what, I don't want to make that bold statement. Anything I've dealt with...
Exactly, that's a good point.
The Super Scope is good.
No, we're talking about the Wii. We're talking about the motion sensors for the Wii. Anything that was the third party produced wasn't really that great. And even the ones that I really liked, like the Mario games, I'd rather have a controller.
That's Nintendo's MO. When was the last time you played a good Nintendo game that wasn't a Nintendo game?
I don't know. Anything that comes out on any other system, I'm definitely not.
I'm talking about like 64.
GoldenEye on 64. That wasn't Nintendo.
You had to go all the way back to 1999.
Yeah. First, you went back nearly 20 years. And second, that didn't come out on any other system. That was an exclusive, wasn't it?
No, that was just 64 because it wasn't on PS1.
Oh, you mean it has to be on other systems?
What I'm saying is like a Nintendo, like a Mario.
I think Nintendo produced it, but all right.
Yeah, it was like a strictly Nintendo game. No other system had it.
Yeah.
Silence. Exactly.
I can't think of any game that I was like, damn, Nintendo is doing great things.
Well, first off, with all the new systems, every one of them seems to come with this rumor that it's going to have anti-use game technology in some way, shape, or form. The Xbox has already said that they're going to be a Blu-ray player. So I have to assume that means the games are at least going to be...
Blu-ray quality?
Games in general, because there was talk about strictly downloadable content keeping you from buying used games. You know,
honestly, there's nothing that will stop hackers from hacking one of these systems.
No, he's talking about just selling back to like GameStop and shit.
Right, right. They're saying that they're going to have something.
All of a sudden you can't. Like how Madden now, you get like a license to play online, and you can't if you resell it back.
I heard about it. I honestly don't buy the Madden games. I play them over Giant Shock.
That's retarded, though. I mean, why do that?
Well, because the developers are getting mad that GameStop is making literally $300 off a game coming back and forth, and they're only making 60.
All I got to say is that the online world has destroyed franchises like Blockbuster and Hollywood Video and GameStop. I feel is the next one's going down.
I hope not.
Yeah,
man.
But like Dad said, if GameStop's making $300 a pop for a game they're paying $30 for,
well, that's now. Now with the new systems, they said it's going to be straight up.
They're not going to do that because they bankrupt. Well, I guess it won't matter because if you bankrupt all these, you know, video game sellers, you just down them online right directly.
See,
from
I don't agree with
online.
This at all. I don't like this
Best Buy.
At all.
I don't think they'll do it.
Walmart, Best Buy.
People like, don't like people like having a physical copy of a game.
No, it's just like DVDs or movies. It's going to go away.
But you like the idea that you own it as opposed to
I don't
own
do it anymore.
Digital
I do Netflix.
Copy.
I download movies.
Well, here's the problem okay. there. Anything I own digitally, I own because I own it, not because I bought it.
Right.
So, let's be honest here. But if I own something physically, then I've bought it.
I rent on my PlayStation 3. That's one of the basic things I use.
Here's a question, right? Back when we were kids, it was a great thing to buy the CD. What was the last music CD you bought?
Exactly. And what was the last music song I paid for? So I mean,
I'm not talking about pirating. I'm talking about like to buy.
But
like,
once I stopped buying a physical copy, I started pirating. So if you
so you're
switch
saying
everything
pirating
over,
will go up?
You switch
pirating.
Everything over to digital downloads, everyone's going to pirate
the only
everything.
Reason why people
all right, but what if they don't? What if it's a hard copy like Xbox has already came out saying they're a Blu-ray player? I seriously doubt they're going to do all downloadable games and a Blu-ray player attached just to play Blu-rays. The games are probably themselves going to be Blu-ray quality. And it's probably, people are saying it might be, and to me this sounds true, a link to your gamer tag in some way with the code saying that it can't be played.
Like a computer game?
Yeah, just like a computer game.
Well, rewinding back to the whole Blu-ray-ness, I don't see a difference in graphics between Xbox and PlayStation.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Is.
I mean, I know there is, but it's not as much as Blu-ray should be compared to what an Xbox CD fits on it.
Well,
like a DVD versus Blu-ray, 27 gigabytes versus 4 gigabytes,
I don't see
a crazy difference.
You got to remember, when a system first comes out, right, they're not using the full capability of the system. If you probably pop in the newer PlayStation games, and let's say it's just a PlayStation exclusive where they got to use all that, not like a multi-platform game because they're not using they're going to go extra for one system and not the other. You could probably see like a Drake's Fortune or something like that where it's strictly PlayStation 3 and it's a newer game. You'll see it really like oh man, the graphics are bad.
Right. If you compare the Metal Gear that came out on that with
Gears. Metal Gear was still in the beginning stages of that system. Right. Usually it takes the developer.
Or the newest Uncharted.
Yeah, like
3,
those games that like the new like in the last 2 years, 3 years maybe even with PS3, you'll see like some of the full capabilities of the system. Like
I would stop.
Was kind of crazy though. I mean, like
with Uncharted, I would actually. I don't know about you, but I'd stop and look over the waterfall and just take it in. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It's literally like a movie experience. The commercials were dead on when they had them for Uncharted. Felt like you were playing a movie almost.
The sceneries were immersive. They did a great job with those games. I mean, I don't particularly play them, but I've seen my friends play them, and like they look just fantastic.
But
they look movie quality.
But well, if you do take multi-platform games, like take Batman. When I see someone play Batman on Xbox and I've played it on PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
I don't see that big of a difference.
You have to understand, these multi-platform games like Batman aren't adding graphics.
So you think that it's only using 4 gigabytes on that Blu-ray player on PlayStation. It's not.
Yeah, they're not. They're
on
not
multi-platform
adding
games.
For, yeah.
They're
just handing them to them both with the Xbox's capability.
Like a company like Treyarch or Infinity Ward, they do Call of Duty, right? They're not going to put in extra working hours on PS3 because it's more capable. They're just
it
gonna,
looks good enough.
They're
on
just
going to
put them. It's the same game.
I think they actually did for Batman. I think Batman came out later on PlayStation than it did on Xbox. And their reason was
everything comes out early on Xbox for some reason.
The reason was that they had to make it better for PlayStation. They did make it better. Then
well,
you
that WB Studios over there with the Batman games, they really give a shit about their. I mean, that those games look
the scenery.
I bought the new one and it's unopened. I haven't played it yet, but
Arkham
like
City in general or the new 3D version?
No, the Arkham City one.
Oh, you need to return that and get the 3D version. The 3D version's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think it was opened by my brother, Good Day to Die, and he played it. But, I have yet to
I haven't finished
to it.
That game yet, but it was the...
The first one was great.
The first one was one of the best games I've ever played, but it was trumped by Arkham City, which I didn't finish yet. But it was a great game.
Now, what do you guys think about this? with the downloadable games, and I've mentioned this on the show before, and I always use this example, Shadowrun on Xbox Live is $20. It's $6 in the game store. Obviously, if it turns to downloadable systems and whatnot, we're going to have to pay more for it. Could it possibly hurt the systems? I know they're getting like they're thinking about the dollar signs that other people are making, but I think they're just looking at it in areas that they shouldn't. I don't think because, for example, the Uncharted series, now that you guys brought it up, I love it, as you guys both know. I actually named my son after Nathan Drake. And that's how much I love the series, and the name, too. But the Uncharted series, I would have never got around to playing it if I didn't get to pick up the first one for $15. And then I started paying full price when they came out. Are they going to lose people like that? Well, like, if I'm not in a... in a series already, I'm not going to go back and pay full price for the earlier two.
Why won't they reduce the price of downloadable content? Doesn't
they will, but not that much. Like Uncharted would probably still be $40.
You know what they might? They probably do was, but we mentioned the game last week, but I forget what the game was. But you buy the new game and you get the first one free on download.
Oh, Crysis is doing that.
Crysis, they'll probably end up doing deals like that where you buy the new game that just came out, and with that you get the free download of the initial game.
I'd be okay with that.
I'll be fine with that. I'm sure if you just want to buy the game straight out.
I'd like to
out,
see more of that, definitely. Because, especially with Crysis is a home run because it was a computer game first. It wasn't even on consoles. So this is a brand new experience for people who only play consoles. Because
look, like with Crysis, there's three of them, right? So if you buy the third one and you get the first one free, right? You probably
I don't think the first one was on.
It was on PC.
It was only on PC.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. But that,
No. You weren't with us, and obviously you didn't listen to our show. But
what a jerk.
The third one, if you pre-order it, you get the entire first game on downloadable content.
Oh, as an Xbox game, I mean, uh-huh. Or PlayStation, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Nice, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So I don't think I've ever seen that.
How did they do that? They actually made it for. They remade it for the systems.
Yeah,
they probably just
kind of like how God of War redid like the PSP games for
yeah, but you had to pay for those.
Yeah, I have that unopened also.
Mm-hmm.
The PSP collection, whatever it is.
I gotta like going sift. They weren't that remastered.
I gotta like sift through your games, man. I gotta borrow a couple. Yeah. Like,
how many unopened games do you have? I have two.
A lot.
I have Epic Mickey, and I have the.
I bought that for you for Christmas a couple years ago.
I mean, I opened it. And I played the hell out of it. And I have the Final Fantasy game.
Epic Mickey. I should have not bought you. I should. The thing is, if was it on the Wii, you probably would have played it.
My Wii was wrapped up at that point.
Wii is just a dead to anyone over
so
12, man.
It's just the controllers. Even with the, like, I had the classic controllers, and it's just, I couldn't even figure out how to use
it. I dust it off and play a little Smash Brothers.
Well, Smash Brothers is the only playable game, besides the Marios.
It's the only lasting game. The other ones were great. Paper Mario was good. I can name...
Wait, are we talking about old school Nintendo, or are we talking about Wii?
No, we're just talking about the Wii, because we played the shit out of the GameCube. You know, the GameCube was subpar to the Xbox or the PS2.
Yeah, I never bought GameCube.
GameCube was fun. It was definitely fun. It just wasn't as good as Xbox or PS3.
My relationship with Nintendo growing up was always hard because I had the Nintendo, and then the Sega and Super Nintendo came out, and I only got to choose one. So I took my birthday money, and I was like, let me try something new. I bought the Sega, and then the Super Nintendo, in my opinion, beat out Sega.
Well, right off the bat, the controllers, Super Nintendo won that.
Yeah.
If you look at the games, I mean, we had Sonic, but I can't think of, I mean,
Mario's
obviously I could,
than Sonic.
You know, Vector Man or anything. Vector Man was actually multi-platform.
I had like 8 games on my Sega. I had like 40 games on my Sega.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So then.
You can't mess with Nintendo with their franchise. You got Kirby, Mario, Zelda, just right there. Anything Sega does, it was basically just Sonic.
Right, so then the next generation came out, and I saw PlayStation and N64, and I got the PlayStation again because I was like, oh, Sony's coming out with a new system, let me do that. And I again neglected the Nintendo, and N64, I ended up having to get one late in the game, but because it was so great with the four players and whatnot. And then when the next generation came out, I was like, I'm not getting fooled again. I'm not buying this PS2 garbage. I'm buying a GameCube.
Good decision.
I remember you and Full Metal were like, yo, man, it's $100 cheaper. It's going to be the shit. Smash Brothers. And Smash Brothers wasn't even like a launch game. That came out like a year and a half after.
Everyone loves Smash.
We were hanging on it, though. We were hanging on it for a year.
Everyone loves Smash on that. That might be it, though. I mean, is there any other?
Game? We enjoyed the WWE games.
Not thinking of.
I mean, I never bought it.
We enjoyed the WWE games on that, and Smash Brothers.
I had a bunch of games that I loved on it. I love Bloody Roar. I love.
Resident Evil 4.
Resident Evil
4
was
on that.
Exclusively on that.
That
at
was
the time.
Really good.
Wind Waker, my favorite Zelda game of all time, was on that.
Well, obviously, all the Mario's on
Star
that.
Star Fox GameCube is
no,
pretty
good. No, not all the
Star
Mario's GameCube on that. What are you talking about?
Except for
Mario
the one that
Sunshine,
he was running around.
Whatever the hell that was, the game sucked.
No, Mario Sunshine was good.
You people are crazy.
I like
we have to agree to disagree. Of course, you can save the whole world with a fire hose, so I don't know who you're hating.
Oh, that was that one?
Yeah.
Look, Mario's had better days.
Paper Mario. First Paper Mario came out.
Paper
was
Mario was a lot of fun.
Right.
Mario Sunshine, it was a little.
And the little games were cool, by the way. The little discs.
Boy, Luigi's cool. Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion, there you go.
No, I mean.
Awesome game. You didn't like it?
You were vacuuming up ghosts. Any game
like
where
I said,
Luigi,
I was a GameCube boy.
It's like, I'm a second best.
Luigi's the main character. Yeah.
I'm on number two. I mean, they should have definitely launched it with the Mario game.
Yeah, yeah. One more little question on the anti-used game technology. Do you guys think that if it comes out, will GameStop, if you were GameStop, would you even stock these things?
You have no choice.
I don't think I would.
So at this point, it's not for piracy purposes. It's solely for reselling purposes.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to happen. It just doesn't make sense. Why would they do that?
They're already doing that. Or they might tax. Or they might just
one of their major sellers. Like, why would they?
It's not just that. Look, you take out all the costs of making the discs, making the boxes, shipping.
Okay, but
you take off millions and millions of dollars.
And then I guess you can sell like little like downloadable content pieces of paper. Not paper, but like they do in stores.
No,
where you can sell like a gift card or something like that.
Right now.
And that would be you type in this code, get game.
No, I think what Giant's talking about is more or less the GameStop franchise going out of business and us all just buying our games at Best Buy or Target or something.
I don't know. But Justin just said I think that could be the new thing.
But I mean, it makes
GameStop sells you a card.
Yeah, where you download the game.
Just like Xbox Live Gamer card.
But GameStop could not stay in business without their series. Because they don't. I know for a fact. I know the owner of two different the Game Hut, obviously, which would do fine.
You
want to
give them a shout out or no?
Systems Game Hut. They sell all the old systems. They're gonna pull through this like champs. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all retro games. North Babylon, New York. They got an awesome room in the back. It's got a four different screens where we run tournaments all the time, and I personally run the tournaments.
If you put
cool.
for them,
it's a little.
My friend's a big Smash player. He knows a place like that in Long Island. Also, he goes to. I wonder if the same
Game Hut. Probably that's what we do.
Do they do Smash tournaments there?
Yeah, we do everything.
If it's a little known fact that if you put a $20 bill on your controller while you're playing in the back room, you get a happy ending where they give you a brand new game that no one knows about. It's a brand new thing over there.
That's not true. but I also know owner of a Play and Trade, and I know that they don't make that much money off the brand new game.
Play and Trade? Does that even exist anymore?
I doubt it.
Yeah, Play and Trade. Well, Play and Trades are bigger on the West Coast for the people listening on the West Coast. Yeah. On the East Coast, we're GameStop over here. But there are a handful over here in New York still. There are like maybe five or six on the island.
I don't think that, seriously, GameStop makes so much money on the buybacks, resales.
Oh, no, they do. They buy them for like $5 and they sell them.
Yeah, but then
like
how many times do they have those deals where like you bring in four random games and you get a brand new game?
Yeah, the new games they use.
But
they
do that
35.
To get the old game so that they could sell.
So they sell for like $12?
Well,
like,
whatever. I'm going to miss selling my game. I know everybody complains about how little you get for it, but I'm going to miss selling it for at least $13. I don't care if I only get $13. At least I'm getting something.
Amazon does that now, too, though. You can send into Amazon. They give better prices, and you get Amazon.
But you know they're not going to do it if the new systems don't allow you to.
I really think that...
I mean, I can't remember the last time I paid more than $35 or $40 for a game. Even a launch game. Like, when it comes out, if I'm paying $45 at the most, I will not buy the game.
I don't know about that. I pay $60.
I know. You guys are crazy. I don't know.
They can still make money as long as you're selling all the swag, all the controllers, the memory cards, the systems.
Actually, come to think of it, DC Universe was a fully downloadable game that came with a CD, And what you did was you buy the CD, you use the code, and then it's downloaded into your PlayStation 3, and then the CD is useless. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on air, because I actually did trade that into the Game Hut. And they gave me $20. You can't play it used, everyone. Don't buy that game used. It's just, you're just going to get in an argument with the people.
Damn.
But yeah, they might, every game might be looking like that pretty soon.
Yeah. I would much rather, I mean, except for pirators like G-Man over here. Fucking, I would much rather be like, oh, new game came out? All right, let me download it. Instead of going out to the store and buying it and just,
I can see the ease, but at the same time, I just don't like the feeling of it. I don't like the fact, everybody knows at this table that I drive a Dodge Charger. I would hate for the Dodge Corporation to tell me I can't freaking sell it after I bought it.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
I get mad at used car sales.
Also, what if you lose like your gamer tag or something like that? Then you lose every downloadable thing you've downloaded.
Well, I mean, how are you going to lose it? You shake your Xbox or PlayStation?
He almost lost his gamer tag.
I had a situation. This show could have been a lot different. My name would not have been Giant Shock. It would have been something else.
Why? How'd you lose it?
Long story short, I made my gamer tag before they gave you an X. I think it's a Gmail account. Right, and I had no idea. They gave me a code and an email, but they sent it into an email to an email I never looked at because I didn't use it since 2005 because I was an original buyer of Xbox 360.
I'm trapped in the maze of your voice right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, basically what happened was you initially made the Xbox Live account, right? I made mine in 2005. They just asked for an email address, and basically that was it, a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I never looked at it again. At some point, they were like, look, you need a Windows Live account. I never got that email because it wasn't an email I used.
Oh, I got screwed with that, too. I made mine with the Xbox original, if you remember. I was playing Halo 2 with my account. And recently, I went to link it to my iPhone so that I could. I've been using a third-party app to see who's online on my drive home because that's how much I play.
Yeah.
But I wanted to link it to my Windows account and get the real deal.
Yeah.
And they asked me a bunch of questions. Who's my favorite literary character, they said, off of a email I don't use anymore and a password I have no idea. So then they asked me my favorite literary character. I said, who's my favorite literary character, you know, 8 years ago? I don't know. So I gave it three guesses. They said no, and I'm not. Long story short, I'm not allowed into my own Windows Live account.
So there you go. Now you just lost all the video games you bought.
I mean,
no. I still have my stuff that I bought on 360.
I was able to recover it.
Yeah,
I'm just never allowed to do anything.
Why do I have to keep paying $60? Well, technically $60 a year to keep my live account in order to keep all my downloadable content. That's
but
ridiculous.
Realistically, it's better than what PS has. Because have you ever been online on a PS3?
I mean, I
have.
I played Uncharted online.
You do even have
it.
A headset?
Like, I played Uncharted online. No, I never bought the headset for it. In fact, I got
no
I
one.
Got
a game.
I have the headset, obviously, but I gave it my best shot. It's just not as comprehensive. As a matter of fact, I wish they'd start charging for PlayStation because then I'd have room to bitch about how bad it sucks.
No one PlayStation 3 has great games, but nobody. I haven't yet to see
Uncharted
anybody
had
who's
a
like,
cool
you gotta play.
Multiplayer, but it was weird. Not the new one, the one before.
Yeah, but any multi-platform game.
Any of the Uncharted, you're right. It was
like
cool
the shooting, it's weird. The running and shooting's a little awkward. It's cool. It had definitely the Army of Two / Gears. You can hide behind shit.
Yeah, but I'm talking about even like Call of Duty. Like, if you Call of Duty Zombies, we love that, right? You going to play it on PS3? No.
I have. It's great. It's great on PS3. It's just I don't have the...
The multiplayer?
Xbox Live at this point sells more Xboxes, I think, than Xboxes. PlayStation is obviously, system-wise, if you had to play offline, a superior system. It's the Xbox Live experience that sells it at this point.
I particularly like the whole, just the way the Xbox Live works. Just the interface of Xbox more than PlayStation.
Me too. The PlayStation has a lot of different dead ends as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. The different ways you can go that really don't matter much.
I just like how Xbox moves. It's not as clunky as PS3.
Well, the PlayStation's good if you have like a Sony Blu-ray player, Sony things. Like, it connects to everything through Bluetooth.
But it's great. It's great. I have a Sony video player upstairs,
exactly.
Blu-ray.
So you can get to everything from that Sony media player, whatever the hell it is. You know,
mm-hmm. And it's got a Netflix button on the Blu-ray player that connects directly to my Netflix. That's great.
Really?
But then Xbox kind of caught
on
to that
on the
stuff.
Controller.
Xbox added Netflix, Xbox added, you know. So it's like Xbox, the things it didn't used to have, it kind of matched what Sony had. And now it has it's the Xbox, and it has all the other stupid things that Sony
right.
has.
Onto the actual smaller parts, we're going to break up the new systems into system by system and go on to it. The PS4, this is all speculation, by the way. We'll find out more on E3 in June.
Well, actually, we have News Channel 12 to thank. We actually know how much it's going to cost, man.
Right before the podcast, we're sitting around. We're getting psyched up for doing the jumping jacks that we normally do.
Push-ups, you know.
Stretches.
Just flexing in front of the mirror.
You got to look good for the podcast.
Yeah, it's basically you have to. It's only a radio show.
Right. News 12 Long Island comes on and tells us that the PS4 is going to cost around $400, which is great because I thought
when they were like, you won't believe how much it cost. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's right. Gonna cost I believe $400. I don't care about that.
It's like $400. It was like the last time it would cost like what? The first when PS3 came out, it was about
close to six
four,
if you wanted the good
four
one.
To six, right? Depending what gig you got.
Yep.
Like, oh, five maybe. I don't think it was six, really.
Oh, five with tax.
I think if you really wanted the whole good setup, right. I got the you know,
with
the
tax
Bluetooth headset. The real deal one came
but once you include tax to the all like the pimped out one, it was like almost $600.
I might not have gotten it first. 360. How when did they came out around the same time as PS3 or came out later PS3?
PS3 came out the year after with Wii.
Year after. So I can't remember when exactly I finally bid on the PS3, but I think when I got it was like $350 or something.
I remember they made like
it's still working though on like the Xbox. So
I got
the PlayStation.
I mean, if you look at our symbol, A Squad, it's the Red Ring of Death. Yeah, it's such a known thing. That we're like, we're going to use that as our symbol, man.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I have the same PlayStation I've always had.
Never
and
broke down.
The Xbox, I'm on my third Xbox.
Yeah.
I've had the same PlayStation since about 08.
The irony of that is that comes down to like a 35-cent glue. Like, if Xbox had paid 20 cents more per Xbox, then none of those problems would have happened. But they were
I
just
think
too
they were
cheap.
Losing money on their systems at first.
So that's
right?
why they cut.
When they added up how much it costs to actually pay people to come up with how much the system's components and all that, they were losing something like
Sony's still losing, I think, even selling it for it. Like it cost them
right
like
they only make on the game
like
cost them $600
yeah. it cost an absurd amount, at least it
but
did.
That,
I don't know if it
that
still does,
they
but.
Are including their research into yeah. building it and marketing and whatnot like that. They're not just it's not just costing them $600.
So
components.
What really I want to know is how much are they making per game? Then that they have to turn.
Oh, they
profit.
Fired.
Oh.
They're like
they
like Sony fired
game.
The CEO. They fired. They like restructured everything
yeah.
because the PlayStation just I guess originally I don't know if now wasn't making that money.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Nintendo decided not to put that much development into it. I remember that.
Well, you
said,
can tell. I mean,
but they said that. They said, look, we're not into losing money on anything. We're going to make money on the system. We're going to make money on these games.
They had an idea, and the idea worked for them. People bought it because the idea
was $200. You had $200 for the Wii.
And you got motion.
You had $300 for the Xbox. You had $400 for the PS3. They're like, I'll get the Wii. I'm sure it's great.
Right, right. That's what happened to me.
To be honest, the bowling and shit like that were kind of cool. But,
I didn't see lines out the door for a 360
I waited,
and PS4.
I waited for the Wii because...
I waited for the Wii.
And we camped outside of a Walmart upstate.
I camped out right in front of a GameStop, and I was lucky. There were four people. I was fifth in line. One guy walked out because at that point they weren't telling anybody how many Wiis they had.
Really?
But there was a line of 40 people, and I remember the guy at the back coming and getting up in my face... Because in true Rise Like Phoenix style, I had to say something. The guy goes, how many do they have? So I, of course, yelled back, they got 50. They're good, bro. But, I mean, like, I don't know what this guy thought, that this one particular GameStop, I mean, they were getting two at a time at these places. And
oh,
this guy
man.
Thought
see,
that he was 50 in line.
See, our Walmart, I was probably 20 in line. We were good. Like, everybody got one, I think.
Well, that's
think
Walmart. This was just a little
see,
GameStop.
They were delivering them like that. I don't get why, instead of, like, one shipment a week of, like, let's say 20, they got, like, two or three every other day. It was fucking the weirdest thing.
They're just squeaking it out. I mean, there's two different ways to deliver. You're right.
I actually got one the week, or maybe it was like the couple weeks after it came out. But my friend Dutch Guts, he was working at Rockaway Betting, and he just happened to be next to a game store. And he was friends with the guy in the game store.
So he took a mattress, put it on the ground.
Yeah, no. So like, he would just go there and be like, hey, you know, he made friends with the guy in the game store. And he's like, yo, dude, when you get a shipment, and just yo, hit me up. And then that's how I got my Wii. And then I got it home. Nice. I played bowling for hours. And I was like, man, it's like I'm bowling. It's like
yeah, it was awesome.
Do you think there'll be any weights on the new systems? No.
You know what? I think they got this shit more together. I don't.
The day of the midnight release and whatnot is pretty much. I mean, I can find the game anywhere.
There's going to be huge lines in major cities probably like the first night. But when it usually comes out November, mm-hmm. come time to Christmas time and stuff like that. Like after a month, I think it'll die out a little bit. I would just pre-order it at GameStop, like you said, or the Game Hut or whatever, and you'll get your system.
I kind of did it.
Pre-order at Game Hut. People across the nation just call in Babylon, New York.
what about Amazon? Can you you're a big Amazon guy?
Amazon, the way they do it is it will go on sale at a point,
yeah,
and then you better get in on it quick. And once they've sold a certain amount of units, it's gone. You know?
So right. so you're money, right? Like you're always buying a computer.
Yeah, someone will go to one of the online forums and be like, oh, on sale now on Amazon. Go to it quick, go get it. And if you get there within the first couple minutes, maybe you get it, you know. Mm-hmm. If it's a big deal or something like that, I mean, it's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, literally, as soon as it goes on sale, it'll be gone within a minute or two.
Anyway, the PS4, there's not a lot of information out there. Nothing surprising so far as graphics, they said that it's going to be four times better graphics than the PS3.
How do they come up
four
with
times, four times, four times, four times,
four times, four times bigger.
That was the estimate. That's going to be amazing, but that's not anything new for Sony trying to wow everybody with the graphics.
Say when they're going to start debuting things? Like, I guess at E3?
E3, June 11th to June 13th.
And it's coming out this winter, November, December-ish? Or is it coming out next year? Is it coming out this year?
It's a fact that...
Are they releasing
it's a fact that it's going to come out in November. That's just traditional. I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't need an exact date, but it's going to come out this year, not next year, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's pretty much word on the street.
Do they have a name for the 720? Or is it going to be the 720?
I call it the 720. Everyone else calls it the 720. I don't know what they're going to call it.
Was the first Xbox, not to my knowledge, a 180?
It was just Xbox. No. Well, they didn't want to say 180 because then they would have had to go back in graphics. I think.
Doesn't 360 just mean you're back where you started?
Yeah, basically.
It's going forward. It's a cool move. Anyone who does it.
I just like saying 360 more than.
But anyway, the little things that we know about the PS4, obviously the better graphics. I don't think that's
shocker.
News to
the
anyone.
The controls almost identical to the Xbox controller.
Really?
The PS4, the shape and the layout of the buttons.
Where'd you see that?
You tweeted it.
That was the Wii U new
really?
Pro controller.
Oh, that was the Wii U? Oh, I'm sorry.
Pro
so wait, the Wii actually has a real controller now?
Yeah, it looks balls on like the Xbox.
My
exact tweet was...
who cares? They need
that. Wii U comes out with Pro controller. Bill Gates comes out with knowing self-satisfied smirk. Because it just looks balls on like it.
See, that's a giant shock, man. I thought he tweeted. I thought you said it was a PS, but it was a Wii controller.
That's awesome. Now I might buy a Wii U. Like that's all I needed.
Yes,
because
it plays the Xbox 360.
So they have a record button now that you can record up to 15 minutes. Is this in general as a hard drive
don't
or
they have
just?
That?
No.
PS3, the advanced
media
one.
The only thing that is confirmed about the PS4 that we know right now is they're going to have a record button. On their controller. That records up to 15 minutes. I don't know if that's going to go back and record something awesome. I can't imagine you being to do something awesome. Let me make sure you record this. They said that it's going to help developers find bugs in the game.
Well, you know what it might definitely do is it might stop hacking. People who come with all the glitches in the game.
Oh, you think you can tattle on someone for glitching?
Yeah,
oh, definitely.
Record it, send it in. Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
That's a good point. A
lot of haters out there.
There are a lot of haters.
It's he's out of the board.
Halo can already do this. Halo, you go back. I mean,
yeah,
hopefully it's not
theater.
That. But I got to say this, PlayStation. Obviously, you don't have that many gamers on staff. Because if there's anything that I disliked about Halo, it was people bombarding me with, yo,
oh,
you got to check out what I did.
But they have that on PlayStation. The PlayStation Plus, the one you pay for, mm-hmm. the PlayStation Live that you pay for, you're allowed to record X amount more than you're normally allowed to record for something.
I have the PlayStation Plus.
You have the PlayStation Plus?
Yeah, it doesn't allow you to go back into any game you want and record what you want.
So it's only certain games that you can do it? Or you can store more on your account.
You can just store more on your account. You get a free game, a free downloadable game.
Yeah, there's out of the old school
month.
Games, right?
Yeah, I got Twisted Metal for free. I got, what else did I get for free?
So,
I don't know. I get
Crash
a bunch
Bandicoot?
Yeah. No, they don't show Crash any love on PlayStation.
Wait, speaking of Twisted Metal, did anyone actually play the new one, the Black or whatever the hell it is?
Yeah, we actually bought that last year.
Black was not the newest one, by the way.
It wasn't Black.
What's the one that just came out?
Fuck, I have it over in my game rack. I don't know the stupid name. It's like Revolution.
Did you play it or was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it was fun. There was a mode where, it was kind of like Capture the Flag where you had to like capture the guy's leader, bring him back to your base.
That was my favorite mode.
Yeah, that was definitely a cool mode.
Can you like jump out of your car? Like, how the fuck is that? Are you gonna capture somebody in a car?
No, you just you like I guess you
ran him over.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
back to the PS4.
People are saying a lot. There's a lot of talks on the boards right now on Igin.com and GameSpot.
GameSpot.
And they're saying that it's going to be backwards compatible. I can't see that.
Why not?
Because the PS3 was originally backwards compatible, and then they stopped doing it. They're not going to come back to it.
I don't know why they got rid of it. A lot of people were angry about that.
They got rid of it because the PlayStation 2 still sells. The slim one still sells. I bought one for my car.
Well, like the Fat was the original PlayStation 3. Like they call it the Fat console. And then they came up with the Slim console.
Yeah, they didn't originally market
it. They still sell brand new PS2s?
I bought mine used from Game Hut, North Babylon. but I bought mine for my car. I hooked it up
for
my car.
Why would you just buy a PS3?
Because the PS3, in my particular car, it doesn't work on 360 or there's not enough juice in a vehicle.
All right. There's not a voltage?
No.
Damn.
Right. On to the Xbox. The Xbox, if anyone else saw the Illuma Room, you guys both saw it. I know you did.
That shit looks fucking cool, man.
It looks great.
I hope that it comes off that good when I get... I'm going to get this. I'm not a big gimmick guy, it's like the Power Glove. Or actually, that's why I don't do these things. Because the Nintendo, with all their awesome little things back in the day, but... That's one of the things where I'm like, damn, that might add something to the game to me where, like, especially the first-person shooter they showed, like, look, you were so immersed in the level because the level's all around you, man. It just looks so immersive, you know?
If you haven't seen it, what it is it's right now in the preview, it's a projector that goes behind your couch and it illuminates the entire wall along with your video game. It's difficult to explain, but
It scans your room. I guess like it sends like a beam out in your room, gets like the basic shape of
like
your room.
Like the Kinect already does.
Does it do that?
Yeah.
So I never
There's
had
a
Kinect.
Setup on Kinect.
And then it adds like an ambiance to the game.
That's the word I was looking for. It's an ambiance to the game. Obviously, you're not going to have to look over and see something on your bookshelf or something and shoot at it.
You're not Nick Arcading anything over here. Like
no, it's, just it's, assuming.
You're not just grabbing at just like assuming. Birds flying by. It's not like that at all. It's just adding ambiance to the game, and I was a big fan of that Oculus TV that gave you like the lights on the no, it was an Oculus, right?
The Philips did it all. The Philips
did
ambient lighting,
the ambient light, where it's just on the side of the TV, it showed you like the kind of like what was going on with lights or what was going on with the actual show you're watching.
Oh, the Illuma Room could be great. The only thing that I have a trouble with is even in the preview, they showed that one racing game. If you pause the preview. And it's just got kind of a glittery around it.
No, it was snow falling.
Right, I know, but it didn't really add to the game. It was just kind of
side. I would love that. I would love, like, if I was in a snowboard, it to be snowing in my room.
Oh, I can already think of the capabilities of a horror game where they have little things crawling around your room at one point when you get into a room.
All right, but let's just say you're even playing Metal Gear Solid, the one on PS2, right? And you're having that sniper battle with Sniper Wolf, right?
Right.
And your room is snowing. As you were playing it. That
Well, Metal Gear was always very trippy. I could imagine Psycho Mantis actually pulling books off my bookshelf.
But I just like that whole, like, you get the whole environment to the game in your room. Like
it could be great, but on a side note, this is obviously, like, a gimmicky thing for the Xbox. It can't be. It's made, like, obviously the PlayStation's major draw is the graphics, I would think. The Wii is the controller. Hopefully this projector is not the major draw. Hopefully it's the graphics also.
All right, I'm going to go to the negative side of this, though. All right, how many of you like 3D?
See, I don't want to wear anything on
my face,
though.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it either.
What about you?
No, it gives me a headache.
The glasses?
Yeah.
How many of you bought? How many of you, for $150, we're not talking about expensive, bought the 3D display for the PlayStation that requires no glasses?
Yeah, but I don't like 3D.
You just said you don't like because it gives you a headache because of the glasses.
I didn't know PS3 had a non-glass
PS3 3D. Has a $150 non-glass display screen. I know. No one buys it.
I know about it. I didn't buy
it. I had no idea that even existed.
So, but you know why? Because there's been so many of these gimmicky, like the Kinects, I mean, fell way short. The Move felt way short. I can't keep
Kinects,
on dumping
Kinects looked
money
like
into
it wasn't going to be that fun. You gotta like get up. Like,
no,
like,
I thought
like,
that,
the
I
Wii,
thought
man.
I was gonna be able to watch movies and say stuff. Instead, it turns out I have people over my house.
You can still watch movies and say stuff.
No, but I mean like stop and Xbox stop, Xbox fast forward, which is what it touted. Instead, I have people over my house. I gotta tell everybody to shut up while I'm talking to my Xbox, and I gotta wait for a silent part in the movie.
Yeah, you didn't have an iPhone with Siri, bro? Is that bitch? I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, Siri wasn't out when I bought it.
I'm like, yo, Siri, call G-Man. She's like, calling line 1-1. Like, no, no, I didn't say to call that.
I mean, that is a cool feature to Kinect. The Kinect, the fact that you can voice command whatever the hell you want to do.
But not during a loud movie. The volume of my own TV stops me from telling Xbox what to do to the point where also, I mean, like, the room that you needed for the Xbox was ridiculous. I have a rather large living room, and I can't. I still am on the edge of my Kinects when I play on it.
Do you use the Kinect or do you not even bother? See, I didn't even bother getting it. I just decided
not
to.
I bought it. Most of the games are clunky. I can't think of any game offhand that was really like excellently executed. I bought the Sonic Snowboarding when it first came out in the dance game.
Sonic Snowboarding?
Dance game was pretty good. Dance Central.
Well, we saw that at Comic-Con and everyone looked like they were having fun with that. But that's like probably
well, we saw that, and this year we saw the Avengers game. Nobody looked like they were having fun on the Avengers game. It was too clunky.
Well, I'm saying, like, I think that particular Kinect thing, they do have one great game. It's that dance game, but everything else kind of falls short. While because it just doesn't mechanically work well. Well, I'm not gonna play like a Street Fighter game, like a fighting type game, because it just doesn't work well. The game they put out was so stock. It just didn't look good. The characters didn't look good.
Well, the Sonic game is a lot like Mario Kart, where you get different shit to throw, and the idea was good because you actually have to throw the rocket, and then you shake a soda can and stuff. But it wasn't picking up my rocket throws. I had to throw it like 3 or 4 times, or I had to throw it slow. It really had to pick it up. Yeah.
Well, do you remember how cool it looked when they like first came out with the idea of it at the like E3 like 3
with
years
Milo.
Ago?
Remember Milo?
Like,
what happened to
it?
That kid?
They didn't have the little like in the reflections and everything in the water.
That was Milo.
That was Milo?
That was from that liar Peter Minoxa who always tells me that Fable's going to be great next time.
But it looks so awesome. It looked like the next step in gaming, and it comes out.
To be fair to Pete, they stopped it. They cut funding to Milo for him.
Well, was he Xbox supposed to be like just like the mascot of it?
Well, he really, I mean, like, he was kind of researching Milo, from what I understand, for research sake, to progress gaming and just virtuality in general. And they were like, oh, how are we going to make money on this? Oh, we're not? Okay. Go back to Fable.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're losing $100 each Xbox we sell. Mm-hmm. Like, right. We're not spending more money on this.
In 2011, Microsoft did patent a small spherical environmental display, and that's a fact. So hopefully it's something I can pull out from my Xbox. And in the preview, it was definitely a projector behind my TV. I can't imagine casual gamers getting behind mounting a projection on the ceiling behind their TV.
What about slouches without the flat screens, man? Is it going to work? If you have an old school, like,
get yourself
I was talking to some kid the other day on Call of Duty who had that. Kid's like, I got a big ass TV. He's like, it's an old school TV. I'm like, you got a tube TV? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what
no,
the hell
probably
is wrong
the projecting one.
No, he's got
one,
like
huh?
a 52 inch tubed TV or something like that.
There are still people rolling with those things. My mom won't get off of it.
Like, she just prefers the tube.
Yeah, she's like,
point?
This is so much better picture. I'm like, no,
is she joking?
No, she's fucking serious.
It's like,
has
she ever
seen a
240 hertz brand new TV?
Not only, like, I don't care how many hertz it is. That shit weighs like 500 pounds.
Well, I'm saying
she's
the
like,
new
yo,
TVs,
she's,
the image is oh, just, it just
I mean,
totally crap. It.
I'm not hating on people with tube TVs. I don't care how you game. I don't care if you're gaming Xbox or PlayStation, or if you're Amish and you're playing Scrabble. If you're Amish, you shouldn't be listening to this show. It's against your religion. Yeah, that's not cool. But get on the flat screen boat. I mean,
you can go buy
like
a brand new
bucks if you
for like a 27 yeah. inch, 32 inch. You can get one for like $199.
Start a Kickstarter, and I'll even chip in to buy you one at this point.
I mean, that's the way to go at this point. Right. I can't wait to see what the next generation holds for
Fuck,
that.
I've given away flat-screen TVs, all right? Like,
yeah, do you remember back in the days, like, I know that Xbox and PlayStation, remember that they, you know, plug in all the prongs, and now the HDMI is the best invention of all time, where it's just one plug.
HDMI's I was thinking about it. Remember how old-school ones, the N64 had the red, white, yeah, the red, white, and
yeah, the audio yellow, visual, audio, left, yeah. left and right audio.
I
and
hated
then
that. I hated that.
Was rough. You had to turn your TV around because your TV only had one port.
Have you ever tried to do it on, like, a new flat screen, though? It's just, it's such a pain in the ass, because you got all those ports in the back, and like, you'll plug it in, it just won't work, and you'll have to plug it another way, another way. It's like the colors don't work, nothing's working.
Yeah, I recently bought a hybrid system that plays, which they come out with now, their third-party developed systems that play a Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64 at the same time. And they had the three-prong system, and it actually digs into the back of my wall since I have a, since I have a low mount on my wall.
You have it mounted?
Yeah.
So there's not that much
the
room.
The low profile. I get the low profile.
So there's not that much room.
And I get the neon lights back there, too. How's everybody like that?
Nice. Got a sweet setup.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the small spherical display, I hope that they pull it out so I can pull it out and put it on my floor rather than mount. I can't see, like I said, casual gamers buying a
My friend's got a mounted projection screen.
Right, he's probably right, but I mean that's for movies. That's not for games.
Yeah, well, no, that's for games. We play games on. He's got his Xboxes down there.
You're right. Everybody in America is going to be willing
it's
to.
It's so awesome.
Mount
it's
a
not that much. It's like
projector.
Honestly, it was like $1,000, which if you compare.
Oh, dude,
sign me up. I'm saying compared to a cost of a TV.
One in every room of my. No, but this is an addition to the system and the TV.
I agree. It's going
to
be expensive.
So, you think it's do you know or do you think it's behind the TV?
Oh, I know in the preview it's showing a projector on the ceiling from behind.
I know this thing's going to cost at least $400 to $500, so who's going to buy it?
But do you, my question was, do you guys think it's just kind of a gimmicky thing like the Kinects, or if that's really what's going to Microsoft's going to try and sell their new system with?
You mean that's what the 720
the thing.
Is?
That's
I definitely
wait,
don't.
What's the, what was PlayStation's new thing?
The cord.
Just the fact that they have the four times better graphics. They're just going
well. Xbox.
Hard.
They have neither.
Xbox is going Blu-ray, so that's six times better.
I doubt it's yeah.
Neither system has shown their full hand yet.
Yeah.
Xbox released.
Xbox that. Find out more in June.
Xbox has to be better than what PlayStation was in terms of graphics. Like
no.
It can't not. It has to.
Xbox has
Xbox was like. Let's say one third, supposedly, even though I don't see a difference what PlayStation was. It has to now beat what PlayStation was.
What about PlayStation has to beat their old.
And then PlayStation's beat what it used to be. Absolutely.
No, PlayStation has to beat its whole multiplayer mode. No one wants to play multiplayer on PlayStation 3.
That's true. That's what they should come out with. Instead of focusing on other things.
They should definitely work on that, but at the same time, PlayStation is going on graphics and Xbox is too. Xbox. Even if they meet PlayStation, what they're capable of now, and the third party gets to make games of what's capable now for both systems, it'll still be a large upgrade. It also says here that the new projection system, the Illumiroom, is going to work with Kinects 2.0. I don't know if that's an operating system for my existing Kinects or
no,
if
man, that's
or a, you got to get the next Kinect.
I really got to buy it again.
Yeah,
no, what you have to do one. Is you got to give the old Kinects to like some type of like
what was the name of that stuff?
Halfway Home so they could play with it because I think it might be a thing of the past, man. I don't know. The old Kinects.
You got to think these technologies.
How much did you actually
better,
pay for that?
Though. That was like $120.
Yeah, they sell it like you get it for like $200 with an Xbox now.
The Kinects was like the 32X of the Xbox world, where it was the new Xbox was coming out soon. We gotta sell something to these people. Let's throw out that.
It's
shit.
Funny. My brother's got his Xbox keeps red ringing and like just not red ringing, but like the disc won't open, and so he has to leave the tray open all the time. You have to like pop it open with a knife or something like that. Mm. But it's like they come out with the 720 and like. 6 or 7 months. Like, do I buy a new Xbox
yeah, you
now
gotta
at this
hold
point?
On to that. You got to drive the extra 2 miles with that.
Yeah,
going
I mean, you just
got to
go
point.
With it.
I literally just bought a new Xbox in October. And if the new one I buy, the 720, comes out this year and there's still the same problems,
no, they want problems.
I'm going to. I might just be, at a principle, no, a PlayStation guy.
The heatsink problem was legitimately a 30 cent per unit problem, something like that. It was absurdly small price.
I think that I don't think we're going to see as many problems on the Xbox.
Yeah. There shouldn't be.
They fixed it. The one you have now doesn't have the heatsink problems anymore. The Red Ring shouldn't happen on your.
The new one I have is great. Console. The black one with 250 gig, man. That's a great system. I love that.
It's funny, I bought the Elite when they were saying, "Oh, the Red Ring will never happen." And 6 months later, my Elite gets Red Ringed after my original one got Red Ringed.
Yeah, but you
have the Elite.
You didn't but luckily, I was still in warranty for the Red Ring at that point. The Elite is—it's the same thing as the original. Apparently, there was different ones. There was a thing called Jasper, I guess, and there was the original one. The Jasper supposedly had the better heatsink glue, which didn't red ring. And then the new ones definitely don't red ring, at least not to the comparison. There's like 70% failure rate on the original Xbox. They lost the lawsuit. They had to extend the warranty to like 2 years or something for original Xboxes, and then 1 year for every Xbox, and pay everybody money. They lost a lawsuit. It's hard for a company like Microsoft to lose a lawsuit.
They're definitely not going to do it again.
And they lost. Like,
just pay a couple extra pennies for the good glue,
man. And that's all they had to do.
Was it Gorilla Glue? That shit they put that like you could like hang glue your helmet to the
ceiling.
That's
the super glue, but the Gorilla Glue is even better.
Right? Gorilla Glue, you're never coming off.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough about the systems, I guess. It's going
to
be a lot of
more to come in June.
Yeah, it's going to be an eventful June. Downloadable content of the week, I'm going to go with the Metal Gear preview. I played it. I don't know if anyone else here played it, but
I went through it.
It doesn't even feel like a Metal Gear game anymore.
It's a hack and slash.
It feels like Ninja Gaiden or something like that.
You basically go through as Raiden and or Raiden, whatever his name is, and you fight unmanned Metal Gears, and each one, I guess, has a different weakness and. They seem like epic fights, but it doesn't seem like they're adding too much to the Metal Gear world with it.
There is no sneaking. It's just a fighting game. I played the demo. It takes place five years after what went down with Snake. I'm not going to ruin that, but there is cyborgs amok in the...
Wait, so old-ass Snake? Something happened to him in the last one?
No,
I played the last one, and then I just stopped it. I can't deal with sneaking.
This time it's Raiden again.
It's too sneaky.
Right, no. Well, then this game's for you, because there is no sneakiness. He is fully cyborg now. He's probably more mechanical than man. And he is fighting nothing but cyborg opponents, and he's got no problem cutting their heads off. There's a new way of fighting where you hold down the slow-mo button and you get to pick exactly where on the body you get to slash your sword with your analog controller. Different spots will render you more cyborg components that you need and whatnot.
See, what I really think is that they made this game that they had nowhere to go with, and they slapped Metal Gear on it just so it would sell. Because they made a game that actually looks really, really fun. But if it wasn't Metal Gear, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Are we saying like Devil May Cry meets like slow motion, like God of War type thing, or like
no yeah, kinda, Ninja? I like think Ninja Gaiden was the way I wanted to go with it. I think that's what I would say most closely.
But it had that whole like press X now.
Too. I hate Ninja Gaiden also. I hate
right, but
games.
Imagine that you had to slow roll people and specifically slash a part of their body. It's difficult. It's difficult.
No, but I'm gonna agree with Justin a little bit, where it's kind of like God of War, where there's a lot of like press X now, press like B now, and then
there was for blocks and stuff. Yeah. That's just the nature of a demo, though.
Or it might have been the first level of the game, but that could carry on later in the game where it was.
I'm sure it will. But that happens a lot with the Metal Gear series. Didn't they always give you hints? I mean, like you die twice on a boss, and then they give you hints. You know, block it, dummy.
I really do think that this is going to be a very fun game, but if you're looking for Metal Gear, this isn't the route to go. I don't think there's any story in it as far as the other four are concerned.
I agree.
You have Raiden coming back, who basically doesn't exist in the Metal Gear world. It's all about Snake and, Solid, Liquid, and...
The Metal Gear franchise, the storyline is getting so convoluted now. I mean, like, it's hard for me to... Even I don't want to get into it because I can't even explain it when I have the time. I'm not going to try and explain it on a podcast.
All right,
it gets ridiculous.
Yeah, I did enjoy the third and the fourth game as well as the first game, but the second game once I knew I wasn't Snake, I was kind of bummed out. You know, like I want Snake, or if you're gonna at least in the story, didn't get him off it. They kind of gave us Raiden, and we were like, who the fuck is Raiden?
Right, as opposed to the Gears game that looks great, and I care about Baird already. They could have went even. I mean, they could have made a prequel with that general, or whatever.
Everyone liked him. I just wish it was voiced by Arlie Ermey instead of just some random guy.
Yeah.
Like, if they had that voice by Arlie Ermey, you were like, yeah, man. I do think this game is going to be very fun. I just don't – like, if you're a Metal Gear fan, I would just stay away from it because you're going to have way too many complaints about it, about not really existing in the – I didn't see the full story yet, obviously, because it's just a demo coming out. But if you're a real Metal Gear enthusiast, you might want to even stay away because you're just going to get mad probably that it's just I think, a good game wrapped in Metal Gear. They basically gift-wrapped it in Metal Gear.
Well, I mean, the point is just don't – I guess the point is for me, don't be a fanboy. You know, I mean, like, it's great to be a fan of a series and everything. You don't have to complain when the series goes in a different way. If it was Snake showing up, destroying people like that, I'd have something to say. But if that's the way Raiden fights, that's the way Raiden fights.
Whatever he was doing,
it may end up adding to the series.
He was doing the flippy flips in the Metal Gear Solid 2 on PS2? That he was doing, like, the...
Yeah, I remember the flippy flips. I specifically remember the flippy flips.
Do it. Do you remember Metal Gear Solid 2 where you woke up and you were butt naked and you were running around holding your junk in that base?
And that Asian girl was yelling at you in the corner?
And we were like, what the fuck is going on in this game, man?
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Yeah, so I have a big thumbs down on Raiden. I don't really like him too much, that character.
I think that's why I don't like him, because of that game. And he's a pessimist. I don't know. He's always hating on things.
Raiden?
Yeah. He's always, like, saying dark things like, that's the way of the world. Like, and he's got no problem. At least Snake had a problem killing people.
Realistically, I think that the new Metal Gear game is how every day plays out in Japan, where it's just a Eurasian dude running around killing mech warriors, man. That's how I see Japan.
White spiky hair.
Yeah.
This isn't like a Guillermo del Toro movie, you realize. Like, no. Pacific Rim isn't actually happening in Japan.
Oh, no, that happens every day in Japan. What do you think they make all these monster movies about?
Well, they're not allowed to have a navy as of World War II, so what else are they going to build? They have the robots walking around. Retro Game of the Week. We talk about a game that maybe slipped through the cracks that not necessarily that everyone played all the time. I know we talk about games that just because we like to geek out on games, but I think I'm going to go with a game that most people haven't played, probably.
What game?
Gladius? Anybody? Gladius PS2?
I say no. I have no idea what you're talking about. You got to explain.
Throw it out there. It was a great tactical game. I actually base every tactical game that I play from the time I played Gladius on how close it is to Gladius on how good it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was based on the Greeks and Greek mythology. It started off as
it's like Civilization type, or is it like? I think I've heard of it. But
it was a tactical game. It's an epic game. I don't know why they never made a sequel, but you started off as the I don't remember what you were. You were like the prince of something, and his buddy who was like the best fighter, and it was an arena game. You went around to different arenas and fought different people. You went to bars and little holes in the wall and recruited people, and what was great about it was that you could recruit literally hundreds of different people from centurions, which were your larger tank type characters, to satyrs, which are the half goat men and stuff. And every arena was unique. You go into an arena and it would say your satyrs can't, you know, are at half power. And if you happen to be building your army with satyrs, then you're screwed. All land was involved. You could make moves off different boxes and platforms that you couldn't. So the terrain was really a big deal. Sometimes they said only women could fight in this arena. And if you didn't work
What's
up your...
What system was this?
PS2.
PS2?
It was great. It was a great game. It was unique. It was one of the few games that was unique every single time you played it. And it's one of those games that made me a gamer. I wouldn't say that I'm not one of those people who say if you didn't play a certain game, then you're not a gamer.
Yeah.
But play this game. Play this game. If you're looking for a tactical game, if you like games like The Skulls of the Shogun, which just came out, things like that, the Metal Gear Tactics, the Final Fantasy Tactics, this was by far the best tactics game I've ever played.
I'm actually going to go with Retro Games. I was going to go with a different game, but now that you mentioned that game, you took the whole tactical thing. It reminded me of a different game.
What game were you going to go with?
It was going to be Twisted Metal.
Ooh, I love it.
I'm going to put a pin in that. And do you remember a game called General Chaos?
Yeah, I do.
Bro, Because it was tactical.
Sega. I had it on Sega.
Sega. It was a 5-on-5. Like, you get 5 army men. You could bust them out however you want. It was a rocket launcher, machine gun guys, assault rifle, a guy who threw dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the weirdest, coolest games ever. And you played 1v1, basically. And you controlled the 5 guys. You made them, like, you point click them to do different things.
I don't think me and Full Metal didn't play that.
No?
Oh, I said don't think that we don't play that. We played that. We played the hell out of that, I'm sure.
I never played it.
Oh.
I played it at your house with you. You just don't remember it.
Never mind, I don't remember it.
But it had these
the cover had the two generals staring at each other in the face.
But what was the name of it?
It was called General Chaos.
I can't remember the Demolition Guy, but I thought that was like Smash TV I'm thinking of in my
mind. No, well, like, I mean,
I don't know what you're thinking of in your mind. But
wait, does everybody remember Smash TV?
I remember Smash TV. Well, like you could bring that up with your retro game.
No, it's not allowed to be your retro game. Come up with something else.
General Chaos. It was a sick game. I think it was only on Sega. And
I think it was on Super Nintendo also.
I never saw it. I had it on Sega, and that's the only system I had it on. It was.
I had it on Sega too, so I don't know.
It was a very fun game, and it was one of those, before the computer became popular, like a point-and-click game where you selected one of your guys, you clicked him there, and then he did his like Uzi-ing or his rocket launching, you know, throwing grenades. I think there was a flamethrower guy that blasted you. And then the animation was great. It was very cartoony. And when a guy died, he turned to like skull and bones. And however you killed him, like a guy blew up, he blew up. If you flamed him, he turned to ash. If you shot him dead, he turned into skeleton. And if you've never played it, go to your local GameStop or whatever and see if they have old Sega games and they had that. Or they probably, it's even, you could probably even, you know, pirate it off the internet and you can get it, you know, on your computer.
It's one of the more famous games, I think.
I think it's famous to some, but
famous to me.
Nobody knows. I think if you mention it, a lot of people don't remember it.
I know that. I played it.
Justin owned it. He didn't even.
Yeah, I played it against Justin. I played against G-Man and he doesn't even remember it. It's a Sega game that I just remember. I literally just remember that. I was going to bring up a different game. I'll bring it up next time. But
you think it holds up right now?
Because I
could recommend Gladius right now. People to play it, and they'd still be happy that I recommended it.
I mean, I think right now you could probably play it, and it would still be a lot of fun, man. I think me and you could go play the game, and still have a lot of fun with it. You know,
I think so too. I would play it.
When I said it, you were like, I saw a smile on your face. You're like, General Chaos. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right.
So, on to me?
On to you.
All right. I want a category. I don't even want to bring back a game. I want to bring back 2D gaming.
I remember telling you could do that.
All right. Way. I mean, I want a new Contra that is 2D gaming. I want a new Street Fighter that is 2D gaming. I want a new Final Fight with 2D gaming. I want to bring back 2D gaming. I want to bring back everything. All right. That's what I want.
Now you want to
everything went 3D and everything became stupid in these 3D worlds. Like these original games were awesome in these 2D platforms, and they just eliminated them completely.
That's more of a game gripe.
Yeah, I was always into 3D fighters more than
you like
than
3D 2D. Fighters like Mortal Kombat,
like Power
3D,
Stone
or something like that.
Marvel Nemesis when that came out, that was a big game.
Fighter.
Yeah,
3D. When I remember getting 3D Worms and being like, this shit's too hard. 3D Worms.
3D Games wasn't. 3D Worms was not the 3D game I'm looking at.
I mean, some games did it right when they went to 3D. Mario did it amazing. That was a great conversion to 3D.
Yeah,
but
Mario
64? You lost the element of these awesome classic video games in 2D scenarios. Like, I just can't describe how much better those 2D games were from a video game standpoint than the 3D games really became. 3D is like the environment just became too large and too expansive.
There was a point where it was a little clunky, a transition, but I mean like the open world games are great.
But you wouldn't want to have, so if you, let's say Double Dragon was remade today.
If they made a Double Dragon that I could
would
run around an immersive
3D?
3D, run around an immersive town like in Grand Theft Auto.
But
it'd be more like Grand Theft Auto than Double Dragon. It wouldn't remind you of Double Dragon.
If they were
going to
make a Double Dragon, I'd want it like kind of how they originally made it, where it's basically side-scroll. Not if I'm running
you
around a city.
You wouldn't want a redo to see it like Uncharted? See where they
just
could
call
it
something else, though. If I want Double Dragon, then I kind of want Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
You know?
I disagree.
I want more
like
fighting.
Sonic. What ruined Sonic? Sonic went to stupid 3D World. I didn't even play it.
They came out with a brand new downloadable 2D, and it's no good either. Because I don't feel like just holding the right directional anymore.
I think that
or hold
as far
down
as
until I spin and then let go.
As far as the, like, a game like Double Dragon came, give me new moves. Give me like new. I want when I break a guy. I want to break a guy's arm. I want to like get more violent with the game. But the gameplay itself, I want to kind of keep it 2D because that's the game I fell in love with. If you're going to make a 3D game that's kind of like Double Dragon, you go around beating up everybody, I can get behind it. But don't call it Double Dragon because when I buy Double Dragon, I expect Double Dragon, you know?
Right, but at the same time, those games, I mean, that they come out with where they used in the traditional sense, I never liked. I didn't like the new 2D Sonic. I didn't like the new 2D Mega Man because that time of gaming is past.
That's not
had
true.
A lot of
that's not true because a game like Super Meat Boy has gotten a score of 90 something.
Right, but Super Meat Boy or The Blob,
a lot of those,
both
a lot of those
downloadable
games.
Or Shank. Shank was another great one. That's they if they did Double Dragon the style that they did Shank or Dishwasher. Dishwasher
was that
ninja?
Like a Mexican game?
No, it's a ninja. Dead Samurai.
Oh, all right.
If they did them like that, yeah, I could do it. But those are innovative games. The kind of walking up and down was always very clunky. You could never really tell what platform you were when you were fighting people. I loved it back in the day. I don't think I could go back to it.
I think I could. Honestly, like if I tried to play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Time or something like that today,
mm-hmm.
I would love it still.
I still play those games.
So what's your retro game?
I mean, take any of the games I just mentioned. Keep them 2D, though. Keep them 2D. So we'll say TMNT.
Okay.
All right.
Which one? Turtles in Time?
Bring back Turtles in Time. But I want it in 2D. I don't want it in 3D.
Well,
I want to see it in 3D.
One of my favorite parts of Turtles in Time is when they you're in the I guess the first part, I guess the Technodrome, where you're throwing the fucking foot soldiers at the screen.
At the screen. Yeah.
That was so fucking cool.
Up in wide move, wherever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And when you play Shredder, whatever the hell was the first level? The first
that was an
boss,
arcade
so
game first.
Up.
I played it in the arcade before it ever came out. In
those games, I used to go ham on the arcade. Like every kid would have a birthday party. We'd all get like our Chuck E. Cheese tokens, and that's the first game I ran to. Was
X-Men
TMNT.
Game for me.
X-Men too.
Remember X-Men?
Right.
X-Men was cheap because your fucking stupid mutant power zapped your life.
Talk about a shitty game on Super NES, X-Men. That was a bad retro game on Super NES. I don't know if anybody remembers that, how hard that was. Each character had their own level. Like Gambit had his own level. Storm had her own level.
Those were very difficult.
The X-Men, no, the Sega one was good, actually. I can't remember exactly the Sega one. The Sega one was good. The Super NES one was terrible.
They were great.
Yeah. Well, you liked the Super NES one? It was just difficult.
I didn't like any of the SNES ones. None of them.
Sega one was fun.
Well, last week I asked the question, and I'll ask you, G-Man. I asked a question to everybody. Are there any series that probably have seen their day that they don't want to see a revival of? I don't need to see any more Sonic games. Giant Shock.
Resident Evil.
It was Resident Evil. Anything you just don't want to see anymore?
I don't know.
There are a lot of games coming out this year. Tomb Raider? It looks good. God of War looks great.
I'm a big God of War fan. Mm-hmm. Some of that should just be destroyed and done with.
Yeah, that it's had their day.
I don't know.
Nothing you can think of?
No.
Which is good.
I'm at a loss.
You don't need it. This week I'm asking the question. By the way, nobody wrote in.
Yeah.
For I don't know if that's to signify everybody's love of the games or to signify everyone's hate of my Twitter. But no.
You get your keyboards typing.
Nobody wrote in. So I'm not even going to go on with that. I'm going to go in the total reverse direction. I'm going to see what I can get with anything they want to see revived. Anything they want to see a new one come out of. Mine, you actually mentioned it, which is crazy because I didn't think that anybody was thinking this game anymore. Final Fight.
Final Fight was awesome. You got Hagger, Cody. They were in like the... I want to keep the 80s world where everyone had a mohawk and the little punk glasses and the trench coats.
Remember Hagger in the beginning of the game? He's the mayor of the city, and he's like, oh, my daughter's been kidnapped. He just rips off his shirt, and he continues. He's like, basically, I'm not putting a shirt back on until my daughter's found.
He got my vote.
Oh, yeah. He's beating people with pipes. He takes her badass ninja boyfriend with him.
Cody, man, he had the tape, the hands. He had the quick-ass punches. He was a sick character.
Oh, yeah, he was the best.
I enjoyed that game, too. You got to pick up weapons in that game, which made it kind of cool for a side-scroller. Besides Double Dragon, I couldn't really name you a game that you got to actually pick up weapons and hit people with.
It was one of the earlier games with it.
Yeah. So that was like the early 90s. I mean, I love that game. All right. My game, I actually have two because, I mean, this is a question. We're not going to do this every week, so I got two I want to really gripe on. One, like in Final Fight, it's a side-scroll fighting game. Double Dragon, man. Make a new one.
We all know you love Double Dragon.
Those games were so fun. Please make a new Double Dragon. I really miss those. And then two, Conker's Bad Fur Day. That never got a sequel.
I'm surprised you even like that game after what I did to you in multiplayer.
Look, I never got to be a goddamn teddy bear, man. I just had to be a fucking squirrel, and you couldn't jump off of tall things with a squirrel because they would just die, while teddy bears could jump off anything they wanted to, and Dan was a fucking hog. I'm sorry. Rise Like Phoenix was a hog with the goddamn teddy bears.
What people don't realize is there was a Capture the Flag mode that we played constantly, and for whatever reason, the Conker's developers decided that if you fell off a two-story building where the flag was as a teddy, you would bounce on the ground and keep running, and as a squirrel, you would just die in a big pile of splashy meat.
Get jacked up. And for whatever reason, I was on team fucking squirrel the whole time, man. It was just not fair. But I want that game to come back. And they did make a kind of a remake of the multiplayer mode, and they relaunched the story mode, but it was the same story mode on Xbox.
Yeah, I remember when it came out. They made it sound like a sequel.
This is before,
right?
They made it sound like a sequel, but it was before Xbox Live got really popular. So we were all still doing LAN parties, and you needed like 28 Xboxes because it was like 16 on 16, but each Xbox can only support two people. So
I remember that Rainbow Six did that to us too. Remember we both got that.
This is like when we sport online TV got really popular, and we got a little burned by it. I really want to see another Conker's because the multiplayer mode was so fun, and the story mode was one of the best story modes I've ever played.
Oh, it was fantastic!
Throw another story mode. I would love to see Conker's.
But the new
come back.
Story, how about that? Because they touted it as a sequel, and it wasn't. It was a remake when it came out.
The original had they mocked The Matrix, they mocked Saving Private Ryan, they mocked a bunch of movies that were popular at the time in the late 90s. I would love to see them bring that magic back to the new systems.
Has it really been that long since it came out?
It was on 64 initially, the end of 64, so it was like 2000.
The sequel was on 64?
No, the sequel was on Xbox. It was like 2003, 2004. The end of Xbox was like 2004.
But again, it wasn't a sequel. It was just a remake.
Yeah, it was just a remake with much added multiplayer mode, which would look super fun, but none of us were really on Xbox Live at that point. Mm-hmm. Xbox Live didn't really take off until 360. And like me, Dan, a couple of people were on Xbox Live, but all my friends weren't. So, I mean, you know, it just wasn't that fun.
It wasn't the same as the LAN parties that we were doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's my games that I really wish would come back. G-Man, do you have any games that you wish would come back, or are you just going to pass the time?
Maybe this is an unfair one, because technically it's still in existence on like the small little stupid platform games. Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is so funny that you say that.
It's coming out.
What is going on, Kingdom Hearts? Why do I have to wait six years every single
game? When are they
going to
come out with Kingdom Hearts on a main console? Like,
if anybody wants to see me as Sora on Halloween the year before I did Baird, I can throw that up on Twitter, too.
I mean, I bought the PSP games, and I beat one of them. I barely played the other one. It came a little stupid. It's got all these hyper things you do and everything.
I had them. I had the Game Boy Advance one, too.
And I'm not a big I don't like Final Fantasy or anything like that, but I love Kingdom Hearts. For some reason, that game, how can you not like that game? I mean, it's Disney, and it's
I don't know anyone who played it who said that they didn't like it.
So
that's a universally liked
game. It's been, I think, since 2005 or 2000. Yeah, about 2005 was the last time you came out with a console version of Kingdom Hearts.
And by the way, the first one had so many little story arcs between the gummy ship that they eliminated in the second one for no reason, the arena, which they severely nerfed in the second, Sephiroth, who they made somewhat beatable in the second one, which he was just
impossible to beat in the first one.
Yeah, I don't know why they dumbed it down.
Do you remember the last, like the in the Gladiator challenge, ever was like on the sand when you had to play that scorpion?
Yeah,
I
remember
the end of the game, the original one, where you couldn't beat that thing.
Yeah,
the second one, you could beat
Gladiator,
anything you could want to beat. Like, it didn't matter in the second one. It was not easy, but eventually you became strong enough. You could do anything you wanted.
When I first looked at this game, I picked it up and I said, "It's probably for little kids for the Disney." And I was terribly wrong, and it was extremely hard and rich.
Awesome.
And then the second one came out, and it was for little kids. It was
easy.
Yeah,
they dumbed it down.
You even got the Keyblade as a chain.
Like I had a jeweler make up for my anniversary when my wife was just my girlfriend. She got, back in the good old days, she got me the Keyblade made up. The handle was yellow gold. The regular was the regular shaft was white gold, and the little screws around the handles were actually diamonds. And I still have that.
I mean, it was really good, a beautiful piece of jewelry. It was a really good game.
So wait, so when are they coming out with the next one?
Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought like Nintendo. I don't know what it's going to be on. Like that,
I don't know.
It like turned to shit. It just completely disappeared.
That's a good one. I changed mine. Fuck Final Fantasy. fuck Final Fight. Let's get the Kingdom Hearts rolling again.
Yeah, man. Kingdom Hearts, man.
Anyway, that's about going to do it for this week.
Yeah, man. So we're going to sign off from G-Men, Rise Like Phoenix, and Giant Shock, man. We'll see you next week.
If you want to contact us, it's A-Squad Gamers on Twitter.
And it's asquad13 at yahoo.com. You can email us any of your questions, or you want to shout out, or you want to hate on us. You know, we'll hate on you back. But you know, just
you're gonna get a flood of hate back if you. I mean, don't. But as far as the Twitter is concerned, we just shoot out little news stories and whatnot. You don't have to contact us, like us on it, and
yeah, man, just
we're good for 3 tweets a day. A little giggle.
Yeah, man, for, I guess, everyone at A-Squad, man, play it forward.
Mm-hmm. Play it forward.
Play it forward.
Oh. And we'll see you out.